Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We come to worship and praise the Almighty Living God. We come to give him honor and glory. We come to magnify the Lord. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Let's magnify the Lord, not our problems, not our situations. Let's magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. He's worthy. He's doing great and mighty things in our lives. And believe me, he is working it out. In fact, it's already worked out. As the young folks say, it's a done deal. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for listening to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries is a ministry designed for you, you, and you. We are praying without ceasing, 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we have prayer warriors praying 24 hours around the clock. So we thank God for those intercessory prayer warriors that are interceding. And we thank God for this dynamic, powerful ministry of prayer. And the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. They didn't say, Lord, teach us how to sing. Teach us how to preach. The disciples said, teach us how to pray. And we thank God. We thank God for the ability to call upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we can sit and have prayer, talk with him. As the song says, have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. Isn't that a blessing? That we have an opportunity to talk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God is good. Maybe what you're going through is not good, not feeling good. You know what? We can't always go by our feelings either. Sometimes our feelings can fool us. Because, you know, sometimes what don't feel good or don't taste good is good. I remember that 3-6's medication our moms used to give us, our dads used to give us, was very good for us, but it didn't taste good. But we know that God has blessings in store for us. He has healing, deliverance in store for us. He is working out. My dear ones, all we got to do is trust him. No, it's not what it looks like. It's not what it looks like. And we thank God for giving us the ability to have a vision. We thank God for the gift of discernment. God has blessed us with so many gifts, we can't even really count them all. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry B. Close Funeral Services located at 5126 Bel Air Road. Thank God for his beautiful, blessed wife, Deaconess Gwen. We thank God for his family in its entirety. We thank God for him being a man of God, servicing our community in the transition of our loved ones. You can reach him at 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Service, PA, at 5126 Bel Air Road. And you can reach him at 410-327-3100. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor and our broker, truly a prayer warrior, praying with us. Yes, if you're in the business or want to sell your home or purchase a new home, give Shanita Kelly a call, licensed broker in many states. We thank God. Give Shanita Kelly a call today at 443-854-0977. Yes, Shanita Kelly, a praying woman of God, truly a prayer warrior that will pray you through that purchase or sale and also assist you with getting your finances in order. Yes. Truly, truly a prayer warrior, truly a woman of God that God is using in a mighty way. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, our master electrician, and we thank God for him. blessing our community with fresh bread and pastry. He's located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. We appreciate you, Dr. David Gaines, for being there with us during COVID, blessing us with fresh fruits and vegetables. So we thank God for Dr. David Gaines at 2103 North Charles Street. If you stand in need of fresh bread, pastry, give him a call at 443-449-3631. If you would like to get an appointment for that natural hairstyle, keeping those locks looking good, y'all, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. Also has a master barber on site, 443-449-3631. Let them know you heard about them here at the Power Hour of Prayer. These individuals are praying individuals that want nothing but the best for you. And we want to support our community, especially our black owners of businesses that are doing great and mighty things for us. We thank God for you. We're praying for all businesses, Latino, Caucasian, Mexican. We're praying for all of you that you all do the right thing in the eyesight of God. Thank you, God. Yes, we thank God for you. We want to go to the 91st song this morning, and I want you all to learn that song. I want you to learn it. Get it down in your spirit, in your soul, and teach it to your children. You know, in school, they're teaching our children everything but the right thing. So we want to teach these, the word of God, to our children, the 10th commandments. Write them and put them on that refrigerator. They're going in and out of that refrigerator. Write them and put them, let them write them down and put them in their room on the wall. Thank you, Jesus. And then sit down and discuss it with them. Teach them the 10th commandments. Thank you, God. Our children are really not being taught the word of God right in their homes. It's taught right in their homes. Even though they took prayer out of the school, we can still keep it in our homes, in our hearts, in our souls. And we're praying for our school children and our universities, our colleges, our trade schools, our daycare centers. Yes, we are praying for our children, our youth, our young people. We don't want them to be afraid to go to school. God don't give us the spirit of fear. So we want to pray, want to cover them with the blood of Jesus. We're going out. We adopted schools to pray for and go out. There's an organization that's called Meet You at the Pole. That's the flagpole where students go out and they can pray. The students can initiate prayer, and we thank God for that. So we thank God for the prayer warriors that are going out and praying around the schools each and every day. We thank God for you praying around the universities and the colleges. We thank God that we've set this up where we can go out and pray around the outside of the premises. We thank God for the students that are agreeing to be a part of prayer. So we thank God for you, you, and you. Even those that cannot get out or can't go out, intercede and pray for our schools, our colleges, our universities, our daycares. We are praying for them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we are making our mayor and our governor, our elected officials, aware of what we are doing. Yes, Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministry, we're not playing, y'all. We are serious when it comes to prayer. We are serious when it comes to blessing God's people. We're serious when it comes to the word of God. We don't take it lightly because we believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer changes situations, and prayer can change you. No matter what's going on in this world, we're going to pray because the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Someone might say, why are you praying? I don't see things changing. I don't see anything happening. I don't see anything getting better. Well, that's what you see. I see things getting better. I see things changing in the lives of other people. You got to see it to believe it. In the spiritual realm. Thank you, God. We worship God in spirit and in truth. Yes, we do. So we thank God that we have a spiritual eye to see things get better in our lives and the lives of others. So we thank God that things are happening according to the will of God. And we often pray, let God's will be done. We thank you, Lord. I'm just excited about what God is doing in our lives and that God gives an opportunity to talk with him and meditate and to seek him early in the morning. Thank you, God. I just can't sleep. I wake up, can't wait to pray, to talk to God. You know how it is when you had that first boyfriend or that first girlfriend. You couldn't get off the phone. You could stay on the phone every day, all night long, fall asleep on the phone. I fall asleep praying. Pull out the word of God, begin to read the word of God. Just get on my knees and just pray. If you can't get on your knees, just sit on your bed or sit on a chair and just begin to pray. Pull a word of God, I bet you'll fall asleep then. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes. Begin to pray. Begin to seek the Lord. Begin to cry out to him. Yes. And read that Psalm 4 that I gave you every day. Read Psalm 4 before going to bed. Read Psalm 4. It's a blessing. Psalm 5 is our morning scripture for prayer. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Who are you praying to, God? Don't try to impress man. Thank you, Jesus. In your home, you pray as long as you like. In your home. Thank you, God. But when you're doing a prayer in a public place, you have various prayers for various things. You have an altar call prayer. You have a prayer over the offering. You have an opening prayer. Then we have a benediction. Thank you, God. He said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. He's listening to us. Yes, he is. Isn't that a blessing? He hears our prayers. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God who have pleasure in wickedness, neither shall any evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will adore the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of his mercy. Glory, hallelujah. Multitude of mercy. So much we can't count it, my dear ones. Multitude of mercy. Isn't God good? He's blessing you and I with multitude of mercy. Multitude. That's a lot. You can't even comprehend that. Multitude of mercy. Get that in your spirit. And thy fear will I worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in the righteousness because of my enemies. Make the way straight before my face. Make thy way straight before my face. And he will do it. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flutter with their tongues. You know that tongue can be a dangerous thing. It could be a blessing or a curse. And I pray, my dear ones, that your tongue is a blessing. And when you speak, you're speaking the word of God. And when you're speaking a blessing upon someone. You want to be blessed? You speak a blessing to someone else. What you make happen for someone else, God will make happen for you. Yes, he will. Thank you, God. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. They ain't doing nothing against you. They're rebelling against God. As I always say, don't take it personal. If you're a man or woman of God, they're rebelling against God. And God will take care of you. Yes, he will. Don't you worry about it. They're rebelling against God, not you. Don't take it personal. The word of God says, pray for those that despitefully use you. You pray for them. You can't change them. You can't even change yourself. You pray for those that despitefully use you. You put them in the hands of God. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your spouse, your aunt, your uncle, your niece, your nephew, your sister, your brother. Put them in God's hands. We can't change folk. And some of us are sick because we're trying to change somebody. Because we want them to change. You know, some people have to fall rock bottom before they make that change. And some of us on this line had to hit rock bottom before we decided to make that change. God gives us a choice. Yes. We teach our children the right way. We train our children the way that they should grow up, and when they're older, they will not depart. Put your boss in God's hands. Thank you, God. Put your friends in God's hands. Those that you even thought was your friends and you found out they weren't. Put your neighbors in God's hands. God is in control, not you. You ought to pray without ceasing. You to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. I love the name of Jesus Christ. I love the name of Jesus Christ. There's something about that name, Jesus Christ. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, with thou compass him as with a shield. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. God is blessing you, even in the midst of what you're going through. He's still blessing you. Think about it. And I like this because it says he's blessing with favor. Wilt thou compress him as with a shield? Psalm 5 in its entirety. Read it every morning. Read Psalm 4 every night. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And watch God move on your behalf. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He'll do it. Yes, he will. The word of God says, with all things are possible to those who believe. You got to believe, my dear ones. You got to believe. Men and women of God, you've got to believe. Let's go to Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection once again. The Lord said, we need to read this again. We need to get it deep down in our souls. All of you. All of you, I pray that you got your word out. Remember I said, I know you got your cell phones, your laptops, your computers, and all those nice things, but you need to have the Bible, King James Version of the Bible. We have some international versions, but we need to have that Bible because I'm telling you, they're changing things. They're changing, making changes with the word of God. And we pray that it will cease. And we want our children to be able to read the correct version of the word of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Who you trusting in? God. I'm not trusting in my PhD. I'm not trusting in my paycheck. I'm not trusting in my boss. I'm not trusting in the federal government that's about to shut down. If they do shut down, you had better trust in God. We're living in a time that we have no other choice but to trust in God. He will take care of you. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will make a way out of no way. Don't you panic. Those that are working for the federal government, don't you panic. Those that are working for private industry, don't panic. Those that are working for the state or the city, you trust in God. You trust in God. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will direct your path. Someone is saying, well, you don't know. Yes, I do know. I worked for the federal government. I worked for the state of Maryland. I worked for the city. I was in the military. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. I know what it's like when you get a pink slip on a job. God will take care of you. Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of fire and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be what? Thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the pestilence that walketh in daytime, and nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. We see things happening in the daytime now. You know, one time it would come out at night. But now you see it's all day long, running to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. It's right here in the word of God. So we shouldn't be surprised about what's happening in this day and this time. If you're reading the word of God, it's right there to tell you about what he's doing. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you, God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the word of God. He's speaking to us through his word. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in what? Trouble. He's with you. Are you with him, even when you're in trouble? God has not forgotten about you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's still with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and do what? Show him my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. God bless the hearers, the listeners, and doers of his word. We hear with our ears and listen with our hearts. We thank you, God, for an opportunity to hear and share your word. And we know that God will protect us from seen and unseen danger. I was in the CVS store, and CVS stores are all over different states, not just in Maryland. Gentleman, I'm going to call him a gentleman, because I'm going to prophesy that and speak it into existence, came into the store with a big red bag, insulated bag, went to aisle 16, and began to dump everything in that aisle in that big red bag. You said Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. He came to steal everything in that section, dumped it in his bag, tucked some under his coat. I just said, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. As he left the store, he screamed like a wild animal. He screamed out real loud. Knock things over in the store. But thank God, he protected us that were in the store. He could have had a gun and could have shot us while we were there in that store. But God put his angels of protection all around us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. I had no idea. We had no idea that that individual would come in that CVS store and did what he did. And we were praying for him. 5 minutes later, another person comes in. Another black male comes in. Had his bag, placed some stuff in his bag, and ran out the store. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But thank God we were protected by the Almighty Living God. We thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God that we were protected. Yes, he will protect us from seen for an unseen danger. Yes, he will. We could have been shot. We could have been dead and gone. But God. Isn't he a good God? Yes, he is. I want you to hear me this morning. God is a good God. And we thank God for protecting Sister Burdetta's grandchild who got shot a couple years ago. Young girl, going to the store just to get herself some snacks. And was hit by a bullet. But God, she's still in the land of the living, and she has a testimony. She has a testimony. Yes, she has a testimony. And many of you that are listening this morning, you have a testimony. And I want you to begin to share those testimonies with other people about how God bless you, how God keep you. And you know what? It's a miracle. A lot of you are walking miracles. Yes, you are. You talk about miracles, we are walking miracles. God is protecting us and our loved ones. Think about it. Think about it, my dear ones, how God has protected you, how you were in the hospital and got surgery and made it through that surgery. Think about it. Just get that in your spirit. You know, sometimes we got to show God how grateful we are. We really do. Let God know, I appreciate you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank God I serve a mighty God, a God that could do anything but fail. I thank you for the little things. For the little things. Because you didn't have to do it, but he did. You know, God don't need you. We need him. We need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we ought to praise him, glorify him, and magnify him. I want you just to take a couple minutes and think about how good God has been to you and how he's still good to you, your family, your loved ones. Think about it. I'm going to play this song while you're just thinking in prayer and meditation. Great God. God can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. We want you to continue to pray and meditate on the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, he is great, and he made you in his image. We're made in the image of God. Our bodies are a temple of God. We're going to keep our temples holy. Take good care of our temples. Yes, how great thou art. We're serving a great God. A great God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for an opportunity to rise up early in the morning and seek you while we have an opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just can't thank you enough. We just can't thank you enough how great thou art. We want to talk this morning about our angels of prosperity and healing. The Hebrews of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. At times you may wish to decree, angel of healing, come forth here and now. Or you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity or the angel of love, harmony, and marriage in the same way. Angel of healing, come forth here and now. Someone's about to go in the hospital for surgery. Someone's dealing with COVID. Someone's dealing with a disease that the doctors don't even know what to call it. We don't call upon Jesus Christ. And we thank God that he dispatches heavenly hosts of angels all around us. Angel of healing, come forth here and now. Angel of prosperity, come forth here right now. And when we talk about prosperity, it's not always about money. Thank you, God. We are a prosperous people. Angel of love, harmony, and marriage, come forth now. He want to bless you this morning. Thank you, God. Before traveling, you can call your angel of traveling, mercy. Before traveling or going forth into any challenging situation, it is well to affirm the angel of calm goes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences, or the angel of God's presence goes before me and prepare my way. Isn't that awesome? Prepare my way. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel protector when he said, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Look at Malachi 3 and 1. It's there. It's in the Word of God. Once this individual was going on a six-week lecture trip, she decided to test the angel idea by affirming that the angel of prosperity went before her, making prosperous and successful her way. You know, a lot of times we don't want to believe it. We want to test God. Uh-huh. Well, I say taste and see that the Lord is good. So she went lecturing for business professional and convention groups. The professional lecture fee is in order, whereas the offerings received when lecturing in churches are often so small that they do not pay one's expenses. And this was to be a lecture trip for churches. However, on this trip, after sending the prosperity angel before her, something happened that had never happened before. And something is going to happen good to you that has never happened before. Along the way, people kept privately saying, I have read your books and have been helped by them. I want to show my appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering with you. You're going to have people that's going to come forth that just want to bless you. Just going to say, I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate you thinking about me. Yes. People want to bless you in a very special way. And you are a blessing to someone today. I want you to know that. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, you could still be a blessing to someone. Thank you, God. The result was that she came home carrying a number of checks as special gifts to individuals, which helped defray the cost that she so often had to meet personally. That experience convinced her that there is an angel of prosperity. Mm-hmm. Some of us got to be convinced. But again, I say, taste and see that the Lord is good. You're already blessed, and God is going to send people in your path to bless you even more. And you receive your blessings. When individuals want to bless you, receive your blessings. I would always say, oh, no, you don't have to do that. But the Lord said, you stop that, because that person want to receive their blessings by blessing you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If someone wants to bless you, receive that blessing and bless them back. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. As for the angel of healing, a short story came out in England many years ago. about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of her saving her. You know how the doctors are. Nothing else we could do for you. Okay, but we know God can. We're praying God's will be done. And her relatives gathered around her. She stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. 5 minutes later, or 8 minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath and roused up as she conversationally said, "Yes, I am listening. Who is that?" Hallelujah, glory be to God. Won't God do it? When they think you dead and gone, and doctor says nothing else we can do for you, you rise up. Nobody but God. At that moment, she saw an angel bending over her who said, "Your suffering are over. Get up and walk." God will speak to you. Yes, when they think you're on your deathbed, God will speak to you. That's why we can't just count people out. No, we can't do that. God will speak to you. Sometimes we think some folks die and going to hell. God is speaking to that person. Thank you, Jesus. We worship God in spirit and in truth. When she asked for her robe so that she could walk, it caused a great commotion upon her relatives because she had not walked for months. She then walked into another room and asked for food, though she had not eaten a solid meal for 6 months. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body after 5 years of intense suffering. Won't God do it? God will do it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You celebrate Jesus in the midst of your sickness. You celebrate Jesus in the midst of what is going on in your life. You celebrate Jesus. Have your own personal revival right in your home, right on your sick bed, in your closet. Have your own personal revival, just you and Jesus, praising and singing hymns, glorifying him and magnifying him, going from room to room in your home, blessing your home, blessing your food, blessing your clothes, blessing your children, blessing your husband, blessing your wife. Have your own personal revival, just you and Jesus, and watch God change things around for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Somebody need to cry out to Jesus this morning. Somebody need to yield to Jesus this morning. Somebody need to totally surrender to the Almighty Living God. Put down that gun and that weapon. Put down those pills. You're not going to commit suicide on our watch. No, you're not. In the name of Jesus, God has a plan for your life. You're not going to give up. You're not going to give up. No, you're not. In the name of Jesus, you trust in God. You believe in God. You walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thereafter, she ate well, slept well, and was quite calm and peaceful. A lot of you are trying to sleep, but you got so much on your mind. Put it in God's hands and sleep in heavenly peace. Put it in God's hands. Thank you, God. Nothing seemed to tire or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was being spared in order that she might help to heal others. God will use you in a mighty way to help other folks. What you're going through is for a reason. Now, we know that some of us made the wrong choices in life. We understand that. We've repented of our sins, asked God to forgive us, and he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Yes, he is. It's in the Word of God. But some of us are going through some things and let others know that God is able, that God is a miracle worker. Yes. You got a testimony to say, "I trust in God. I believe in God. I know what God can do." Thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak to someone this morning. Yes, he is a healer. So she spent a great deal of her time in intercessory prayer.
Uh-huh.
She said, spent a great deal of her time in intercessory prayer. Maybe your calling is to pray, intercede for other individuals. Thank you, God. As you walk down the streets praying, on your job, you may have to pray privately to yourself and not out loud. You may have to go into the bathroom and have a little prayer. You're calling intercessory prayer. She interceded for other individuals in her village, asking the angel of healing to make them whole. Many healings occurred, and her life took on a new meaning and new satisfaction. And someone is listening this morning, your life is going to take on new meaning and new satisfaction. God is calling you out to intercede for someone. God is calling you out to go and pray for individuals in their homes, in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, in the assisted living facilities. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Everybody's not called out to be a pastor. Everybody's not called out to be a deacon or deaconess, and they should be prayer warriors. Deacon and deaconess, they should be intercessory prayer warriors. Yes. Deacon and deaconess should be praying. Yes. Thank you, God. And carrying the word of God. But we're interceding right now for those that stand in need of prayer. And we thank God for those that are faithfully going into the hospitals, going into the nursing facilities, going to other individuals' homes and praying with them. We don't have to knock on nobody's doors. All we do is give that person a phone call and say, is it all right if I come over and have prayer with you? Sit down and ask them, how are you doing today? You're on my mind. I just want to come and have prayer with you today. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You kept us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're a gracious God, you're a good God, you're a merciful God, and you can do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. We pray for all the intercessory prayer warriors all over the world. We thank you, Father God, for our President Joe Biden, that you'll touch him and his wife, Father God, and his family in its entirety. Let them see the glory of the Lord in their lives in the midst of what's going through, what they're going through right now. Father God, let them call upon you. Let his son cry out to you. Father God, let his grandchildren cry out to you. We pray, Father God, for our Vice President, Carmela Harris. We lift her up, her and her husband and her spouse and her family in its entirety. We lift them up to you, all of our world leaders, our Pope, our kings, our queens. Father God, we lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our priest, Father, our deacon and deaconess at the churches, all of our leadership, our governors and our mayors, our senators, the members of Congress. Hallelujah, glory be to God, the House of Representatives. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you'll touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. Let them hear from you. Let them cry out to you. Let them, Father God, do what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that their souls will be saved, their lives will be changed. And they, Father God, will know that there is a God. We pray that your presence will just be right there where they are as they make the rules and regulations to try to govern our lives. But we know, Father God, that you are the president of all, that you are the keeper of everyone, that you are our all in all, and we can depend upon you no matter what their decisions are. We lift up, Father God, every individual, Father God, that's under the sound of my voice. We pray for Evangelist Janet Griffin and Christina, Father God, Jonathan. We pray in the name of Jesus for Victor, Father God. We pray for their healing right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Esther, Father God. We lift up Sister Maxie, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for Bishop
Reginald Kennedy of Gospel Tabernacle Church. We lift up glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the Spain family. We lift up, Father God, for Deacon Terry. We lift up glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deacon Theodore Price. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Father God and his family in its entirety. We're praying, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now for touching, Father God, those that are going under surgery right now, those that the doctors don't know what to do and don't know what to say. We pray that you'll touch them right now, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you, Father God, for your healing mercy and your hand of God upon us right now. We pray, Father God, for those individuals that are knowing that God is a true God and God can do anything but fail. We pray for Sister Greta, Father God. We pray for Shamika, Father God. We pray for that family in its entirety. We lift up glory be to God for Mercedes, Father, her family, her children. Father God, we pray right now, Father, that you'll bring them closer together, you, and work a miracle, Father God, in her life. Father, we pray right now for Elder Smith, Father God, Elder Annette, that you'll touch her, work a miracle in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know you, Father God, can do anything but fail. And we know, Father God, and trust and believe that you'll bless Elder Don. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for LaShawn, that you'll have them, Father God, draw closer to you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Lillian, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. Sister Mims, we are praying for you and your mother and your children and grandchildren as you take them to school on a regular basis. May the hedge of protection be all around you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless her right now. Parents that are taking their children to school, grandparents and aunts and uncles, protect them from seen and unseen danger. We know you could do it. Touch Bobby, Father God, and Brenda, Father, wherever they may be. Touch Michael Farmer and his wife, Father God, that you will draw that marriage closer together. Bless Victor Mines, Pastor Victor Mines, and Father God and his spouse, Father, in the name of Jesus, First Lady Karen. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for Sister Esther, Father God, who's faithfully crying out to you and there for others, Father God, 8 o'clock each night, Monday through Sunday. Thankful, Father God, for the faithful woman of God. Strengthen her and guide her and lead her and direct her. Bless her family in its entirety. We know, Father God, that you could do anything but fail, and you haven't failed us yet. We thank you, Father God, for touching the Hightower family, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, Ricky Hightower. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for Desmond, Father God, that you'll be with him and guide him and lead him as he travels to and fro back to D.C. every day. Father God, give him traveling mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We pray for Diane Green and for T.J. Staten and for Tyrone Staten. We lift up, Father God, Diamond, hallelujah, glory be to God, who is attentive to the animals as a veterinarian. Bless her, Father God, and keep her safe. We pray, Father God, for Shanita Kelly and for Ryel, soon to be a fireman. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for Zariel, on her way to UMBC. We thank you, Father God, for James Carter and May Carter. Touch them, Father God, and bless them. Be with them and guide them and lead them. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing and healing. In the name of Jesus, touch Sister Portia, Father God, Gilead. Be with her and guide her and lead her and direct her. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus for Deaconess Johnson. We pray for Deaconess Yarbrough. We lift up the staff there at New Union Baptist Church. We pray in the name of Jesus, glory be God, for Marvin Harrington over in Future Care and all the other patients that are there in the residence, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Deaconess Adrian Jones, Reverend Roland Johnson, and Sister Sharon Johnson. We pray for their family in its entirety, that you send forth your healing power. We pray for the entire Logan family, Father God. Special prayers for Mother, Aunt Rosetta Logan, Rudy Logan, Eddie Logan. We pray for the family in its entirety. Yes, we are praying for the Haney family. Yes, we are, Barbara. We know that God is able, and he can do anything but fail. We lift up Letitia once more. We pray, Father God, again for the Harvin family, for Ernest Harvin, Sister Greta Mills. We are praying for you. God is able. We thank you, God, for Sister Ray, for your healing power upon her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you for healing her in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Curran, Father God. Hallelujah. We know, Father God, we are touching AJ as he continues to pray and seek you. We thank you, God, for Sister Jackie, Father God, Sister Sonia Mills, and Sister Lula, Sister Lillian, we are praying for you.
We thank you right now for Murray Thompson. We thank you, Father God, for Leon Terry. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Barbara Washington, Yvonne Wilkinson. We are praying for you. God is able, and he could do anything but fail. We're praying for churches all over the world. Pastor Tammy Caesar, yes, we're praying for you and your Aunt Shirley Caesar. We're praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, because the word of God told us to pray without ceasing. We're praying for deliverance from drug addiction, alcoholism, substance abuse, illegal use of prescription drugs. We come against COVID disease, Father God, that's attacking many individuals. We speak, Father God, against that disease right now, that it will not spread among our people. And we want to praise you right now. We want to thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders. We want to thank you for healing and deliverance. We want to thank you for your angels of protection all around us. And we pray this prayer and seal it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And we expect miracles, signs, and wonders on this day and the days to come. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. God is able. God is able. And we found the answer. We learned how to pray. And not only pray, but trust in God and hold on to his unchanging hand. God has not failed you yet. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Send me your prayer request. We will place them on our altar. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We're going to place them on our altar. We thank God for our 65,000, over 65,000 now, intercessory prayer warriors that are listening in Tuesday through Saturday. May God continue to bless you, watch over you, and keep you. I decree a spirit of peace and love and God's mercy upon you right now. His grace and mercy will bring you through. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.